The ancient adepts of the Tao were subtle and flexible, profound and comprehensive. Their minds were too deep to be fathomed. Because they are unfathomable, one can only describe them vaguely by their appearance. Hesitant like one wading a stream in winter, timid like one afraid of his neighbors on all sides, cautious and courteous like a guest, yielding like ice on the point of melting, simple like an uncarved block, hollow like a cave, confused like a muddy pool, and yet who else could quietly and gradually evolve from the muddy to the clear? Who else could slowly but steadily move from the inert to the living? He who keeps the Tao does not want to be full, but precisely because he is never full, he can always remain like a hidden sprout and does not rush into early ripening.